We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Help the businesses.
KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here. On a Friday morning at 7:45, three big things.
Three.
Wichita Mayor Longwell traveling to the White House to talk about infrastructure.
Two.
Alleged rapist of small girl at downtown Wichita YMCA has been arrested again.
One.
Congress works through the night, shuts down, then reopens federal government. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we've got a couple of potential traffic slowdowns. Stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 at Kellogg. And another one northbound I-135 up at the North Junction, K-96. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 39 degrees. That comes after yesterday's high of 60. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low, 15. Saturday, mostly cloudy and cold. Tomorrow's high, 24. Mostly cloudy now, 36 degrees. We have a west wind at 6 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now, Stephen Ted. Stephen Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll right there on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. And you're invited to be a part of the poll every day. We're going to retire today's question, which is, what would you like to receive for Valentine's Day? And here's the way it broke down. Flowers, 8%. Chocolate, 16%. I'll go for the chocolate. Jewelry, 24%. And just spending time together got 52%.
Just spending time together on a beautiful Wednesday.
It indicates that the people who visit our webpage are either just very romantic or kind of cheap.
Or maybe a little bit of both. Why can't they be both?
Why not?
Come on.
Okay, new question today. Today is National Pizza Day, so in honor of that, we got a pizza question. And basically, what is your favorite pizza topping? And we have several for you to choose from. And I know a lot of people say the combination, but you only get to choose one. It starts at the bottom with the anchovy, the lowly, salty fish. The anchovy. Although, I tell you, as an ingredient, I like anchovies on pizzas. Not by themselves, but mixed in with other stuff. Anyway, anchovy, then there's the green pepper, olives, mushroom, cheese, beef, sausage, pepperoni. There are the choices.
Well, once you get towards the bottom of that list, I'm on board with you.
You're getting in there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. It's real easy to be a part of the poll. Just go to our webpage. KNSSradio.com for the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll.
We have some results already.
Do we already?
Actually. Yes.
Really? What do you got?
Well, beef is running in the lead right now. 40%.
Well, yeah. That's because I voted 40 times.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
There are some other toppings getting votes though.
Really?
Yeah, including 20% each for the sausage, the pepperoni, and the anchovy.
Anchovy?
Yep.
You're kidding. The lowly anchovy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Today's question, what is your favorite pizza topping? Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. Well, Ted, it's had another interesting day on Wall Street. I've been thinking about this for several weeks, maybe several months, about where was the top on this market. Worries about inflation drove down the stock market. The Dow plunged to 1,032 points Thursday. That's a big chunk.
Mm.
The index is 10% below the record high it set just 2 weeks ago, putting it in what is known on Wall Street as a correction, which is anything over 9 or 10%.
I was going to say, 10% is pretty sizable.
The S&P 500 is also 10% below the record high it set 2 weeks ago. S&P gave up over 100 points, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 275 points. There you go. China's auto sales growth in January rebounded from the previous month's contraction, boosted by strong demand for SUVs. And, of course, when we talk about auto sales in China, a lot of that is American made motors and cars and trucks and SUVs. White House wants to change how more than 1.5 million federal workers are paid, emphasizing performance-based raises instead of the current system that generally increases pay based on tenure.
Yeah, but, you know, if you manage to hold on to your job, you get a raise.
Senior officials with the Office of Management and Budget say these changes would be proposed as part of President Trump's 2019 budget plan to be released Monday. And, of course, you know, the old tenure-based raise here in the private sector is pretty much a thing of the past. I mean, if it was tenure-based, you've been here for 20 years. I mean, you'd be driving.
Yeah, I should be loaded.
You should be just, you know, you'd be completely stinking rich by now. But they base it on job performance, so Ted doesn't do very well there. Nor do I. Okay, the stock market's wild ride since last week has captivated casual investors who rarely follow its daily movements closely. So what is a correction? A market drop of at least 10% from a recent high, which typically occurs about once a year, but hadn't happened for a long time until now.
Until the last couple of weeks, yeah.
After yet another big sell-off Thursday, the Dow Industrial Average actually ended the day in a correction. Last one had occurred in February of 2016. Get you put it in a little perspective. What's a pullback? That's a different story. When a specific stock or the market retreats 5% to 9.99% from a peak, that's called a pullback. There you go. That's interesting information you can take to work with you today, and everyone will be impressed by how much you know about the stock market.
Yes, right? Or they'll get bored with you quickly and head for the donuts.
Or their eyes will simply glaze over like one of those donuts from Krispy Kreme. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, and a networking opportunity for local women in business. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today. Mentoring Monday 2018. It's coming up Monday at the venue at Distillery 244 in Old Town. More than 100 women have signed up to meet with 28 mentors who have agreed to share their stories and their advice. It's an event that's being repeated in 42 other cities across the country and hosted by our sister publications. It's a fifth year for the Mentoring Monday event. The Wichita event, sponsored by Cox, Westar Energy, and Spirit AeroSystems, the mentors have their own tables. Every 10 minutes, they get a new set of attendees to talk to. In the Business Journal this week, we feature six Wichita area women who share the best advice they ever got. In this week's Top 25 list, the Wichita area's largest certified public accounting firms. They're ranked by number of professional staff. Allen Gibson Hulick remains at the top of the list, followed by BKD. The rest of the top five, Ernst & Young, Grant Thornton, and Keiko Isom. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Quick disclaimer, my son-in-law Eric works at Allen Gibson Hulick, and he's insisted, I don't know how he did this, but he got the biggest office down there somehow. It's a corner office. You can play volleyball in there. I mean, it's huge. But he's more into the trappings than anything else. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Anyway, they got a great firm down there. Today, I don't know if you're aware of this, today is National Pizza Day. And Ted and I have been talking about it all morning. And the pepperoni's the most popular pizza at 36% of all pies.
That's my deal. Yeah, I like pepperoni.
3 billion pizzas sold in the USA each year. Add another 1 billion on frozen pizzas. And 17% of all restaurants in America are pizzerias. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Nice.
So your favorite, the simple, unencumbered pepperoni, then, huh?
Pepperoni. And put some extra pepperoni on there, will you?
There you go, baby.
Cover the cheese with it so it just looks like one big red blob, then, huh?
Right. And then put some more pepperoni on there.
Oh, okay. And we're good. And maybe put some pepperoni in your soft drink as well. Ted? Ted, what's your favorite?
Dude? Oh, beef.
Beef? Anything? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Jad, let's ask Jad. Your favorite pizza would be, Jad, the...
Mushroom.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
I like the beef and pepperoni with extra cheese.
All right.
Nice.
There you go.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
National Pizza Day. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, it's also, I just want to throw this one in, it's National Read in the Bathtub Day. You do that, Bill, at all?
No, I'm afraid I don't spend much time in the bathtub. I'm a shower guy.
Yeah, so. Me too. If you take a shower and you're trying to read your latest, Archie and Jughead comic book, it gets a little soggy in there. You read in the bathtub, Ted? I see Ted with a big, all the bubbles going in there, like Jane Mansfield or somebody
no,
in there.
No, sir.
No?
No. I'd be too afraid to drop a book. Your hands are wet. It's just not a good place to read.
Well, all right, then. Yeah. Maybe it's a bad idea. Huh? Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk about tell you about Congress pulling the overnighter and what they did with that. Ted Woodward's Blur, the entertainment news, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, we have one more Valentine's Day prize package, which includes a $20 gift card from Coca Dolce and Mannheim Steamrollers classic romance CD, Romantic Melodies.
How about that?
Now, all that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.